at the banquet, they were like, oh, and first place goes to Summer Wharton. I was like, yes, I was so happy that I got it. And my friends were all happy for me, which is very nice to see.
Going into the competition, did you feel confident that you might have a chance at first?
Yes, I felt like I knew my material and lots of background knowledge with Ms. Johnson practicing. My last 2 years, I kind of read off note cards during my presentations, and this year it was all from memory and just proving I knew the knowledge better than I did previous years.
Sounds like a lot of prep work.
Yes, lots of prep work.
And how long did you prepare for this competition?
I would say about 3 or 4 months we've been working on them. It's kind of on our own, and then last month here in school we've been really pushing it hard to try and get it.
And how long did the experiment take for you? You were working on corn, or?
Yes, I was working on GMO corn, and my experiment took about 2 or 3 weeks, just DNA extraction and grinding up corn and preparing gels and those things. But the actual transformation of E. coli bacteria with corn took 72 hours.
All right. And Ian, you're going to nationals.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I took second in the organismal biology category, and so I went on to finals the next day, and I took second in the final category out of 10 students that presented their work that day. So then the top 5 go to nationals, and it's going to be in Hunt Valley, Maryland, next to D.C., and it will be April 29th through May 3rd. So it's going to be an intense trip of good speakers and lots of presentations to witness.
What was your experiment about? And then, how did you come up with that idea?
So I was looking at how coho salmon eggs would respond and survive with when they're applied to different concentrations of Roundup, the herbicide. And I came up with my idea over the summer of my parents just brainstorming different ideas of something that I could do that's interesting to me because it's related to, like, my family, commercial fishes, and our town is so heavily fish-dependent that something that's pertinent to our society.
And you found that it was pretty fatal in your experiment, right?
Yes, that's correct. I found that in both my test concentrations, 100% of my eggs died, so it's very fatal.
Now, what do you like about science just in general? Like, how do you feel about science?
Well, to me, science is just so much fun because I've just always been very, like, wondering about different things, and science is a method of answering these questions without having to dig research-wise or ask lots of people. You can go out and find out the answers for yourself.
In terms of doing your own experiment?
Yes, that was very interesting. I mean, there was research put in beforehand, but going out and finding that this is what happens with our coho eggs, it was scary and at the same time, it's a bit exciting, I guess.
I'm River Quitzland, and I'm a senior, too.
Okay. Was this your first time to the symposium in Fairbanks?
Yeah, but I went to a science fair in Juneau last year, which was somewhat similar.
And what did you think about it?
I had fun with it. It was really cool to see all the presentations and stuff and how involved the students who lived in Fairbanks got to be with, like, the professors and stuff doing their research at UAF.
You got a sneak peek at what it would be like kind of in a university environment, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say was the most challenging part of the whole thing?
Just being able to absorb knowledge and then regurgitate it and show that you know it to the judges, because that's really what they're testing you on, is your depth of knowledge.
So you had a pretty firm grasp of what you were presenting. Could you kind of briefly describe that, what you were presenting?
Yeah, I was presenting on the effects of ocean freshening on a algae called Infinitium carteria, which is sort of a algae that's seen worldwide and is a good model for how this climate change will be affecting this algae and then therefore primary productivity.
And how did you do?
I placed 5th in my category.
Must feel pretty good. That's 5th in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And you're Joni Johnson, right? How does it feel to be teaching such bright students that are doing so well?
No, I mean, it's exciting to work with kids, and it's also incredibly humbling because I can't imagine myself doing what they're doing when I was a senior in high school. So in that regard, it's pretty neat to see, and also I'm just lucky to kind of to be a part of these kids' just high school experience and doing something that not everybody on Mitkoff Island gets to do. And, you know, and they have a lot of help with Mr. Troutman. I just think the science department here at Petersburg High School has a lot to offer kids. It's pretty neat. So these four are AP Biology students, and I call them the Fab Four. And, you know, they talk about like some of their biggest challenges, but I really think, for a lot of our students, their biggest challenge is making time because they're all taking challenging classes and they're all involved in the play and Ocean Science Bowl or sports or you name it. So it's just they're a dedicated crew and they make time. They do well.